Let us pray. With what shall we come before the Holy One and bow ourselves before God on high? God has shown us what is good. What does the Holy One require of us but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with our God? So let us open ourselves to your word, O God, that we may learn your ways. Amen. Our first reading is again from the Psalms, which we have been delving into this summer. Psalm 84 is a song of Zion, a celebration song of the temple uttered by someone who is making a pilgrimage to the Jerusalem temple. This hymn declares that God is met in the temple. Now, of Psalm 84, let's listen for God's word. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, indeed it faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my sovereign and my God. Happy are those who live in your house, ever singing your praise. Happy are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways of Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. The God of gods will be seen in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than live in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield who bestows favor and honor. No good thing does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, happy is everyone who trusts in you. So ends the first reading. And now we hear from 1 Kings, selected verses from chapter 8. We've heard a bit about David in previous Sundays this summer. Now we hear the story of David's son, Solomon, who has prevailed and finally caused the temple to be built in Jerusalem. And here we hear the scene, we see the scene of the dedication of this temple. And I will turn the reading over to Patty.
Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the leaders of the ancestral houses of the Israelites, before King Solomon in Jerusalem to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is in Zion. Then the priests brought the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to its place in the inner sanctuary of the house, in the most holy place, underneath the wings of the cherubim. And when the priests came out of the holy place, a cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of the assembly of Israel and spread out his hands to heaven. He said, O Lord of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth beneath, keeping covenant and steadfast love, your servants who walk before you with all their heart, the covenant that you kept for your servant, my father David. You declared to him, you promised with your mouth and have this day fulfilled with your hand. Therefore, Lord God of Israel, keep for your servant, my father David, that which you promised him, saying, there shall never fail you a successor before me to sit on the throne of Israel. If only your children look to their way to walk before me as you walked before me. Therefore, O God of Israel, let your word be confirmed, what you promised your servant, my father David. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Even heaven and the highest heavens cannot contain you, much less this house that I have built. Regard your servant's prayer and plea, O Lord my God, heeding the cry and the prayer that your servant prays to you today, that your eyes may be open night and day toward this house, the place of which you said, my name shall be here, that you may heed the prayer that your servant prays towards this place. Hear the plea of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray towards this place. O, hear in heaven your dwelling place. Heed and forgive. Likewise, when a foreigner who is not of your people Israel comes from a distant land because of your name, for they shall hear of your great name, your mighty hand, and your outstretched arm, when a foreigner comes and prays towards this house, then hear in heaven your dwelling place, and do according to all that the foreigner calls to you, so that all the peoples of the earth may know your name and fear you, and do as your people Israel, so that they may know that your name has been invoked on this house that I have built. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Amen.